Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
Earlier on today, there was a survey released basically saying that eating food makes 75% of us happier. Now, look around you. If there are three people around you, that's four people in total. Three of those people are quite content just eating. That's what makes them very, very happy. Brendan says something makes him very happy. Brendan, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Brendan, what's the one thing that puts a smile on your face every day?
Oh, well, Ferg, look, I'm not a happy guy. You know, if you saw me in the street, I look cross. people tend to kind of get out of my way.
That only a mother could love.
That's exactly it.
I have one. I have a similar one myself.
Oh, yeah. Good place for radio. Basically, the last couple of weeks, I have four kids, a six-year-old, a three-year-old, and a pair of one-year-olds, twins. Yeah. And the twins have started learning how to walk and stuff in the last couple of weeks there. But just when going to work, they all kind of scramble out of the breakfast table and twins get out of their high chairs and they run into the living room and they all kind of clamber up onto the couch to get a look out the window. And they all kind of wave me off at the can. The eldest is usually first and she try and keep me there while she helps the twins up on the couch. And they all just kind of wave at me goodbye and
my heart is melting. My heart is melting. Thinking of an army of young lads up in the window. Bye bye, daddy. Bye.
Yeah, yeah. Three girls and a young fella, and they just I wouldn't normally smile, like generally. Yeah. I smile all the way to work. It's a long drive to work, and then just smile all the way.
Can I ask you a question, Brendan?
Yeah, go for it.
When you come home in the evening, are any of them waiting at the window for you when you come home?
No, I can hear at least one or two of them screaming dada for when they hear the car come up. It's a noisy car, but they hear it, you can shout dada, and then they kind of all scramble in and they get hugged around the legs and stuff. It's a strange one. It's not something I expected.
Hey, brother, it is not strange at all. Yeah. It is perhaps the one thing that has kept the universe going over time. Kids and the relationship with their parents. Mal, I'm so proud of you. Listen, thank you so much for getting in contact. Yeah, that's something that makes me happy.
Go for it.
Keep it rocking, Brendan. Good luck. And James is on the line. James, how are you?
I'm good, Fergal. How are you?
I'm good, brother. James, what's the one thing that, you know, puts a smile on your face?
Oh, yeah. So I got a bottle of aftershave that's different than I normally wear for my wedding. So, every time I put it on now, it just kind of reminds me of the morning and the excitement and just the day itself, really, to be honest.
Oh, man, hey.
Yeah, I read it online to do it and it really worked. Yeah.
Is it a special aftershave? Like, is it one that's unusual that you wouldn't really find anywhere
else? Yeah, it is, yeah. Well, it's not really, it's an Armani, like, but it's just something that I generally...
None of your mates would have or anything like that. They're probably wearing Bruges or one of those ones.
Yeah. Something different, you know?
That's a really nice thing to do. And actually, that's a really good piece of advice for anyone out there that's getting married in the next while. Wear a different aftershave on the day. Make sure she likes it, but wear a different aftershave on the day.
Important.
And it'll give you that memory every time that you wear it. That is brilliant. James, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Nice. Cheers, Ferg.
Have a lovely day, James. Good luck. Loving that story. Fergal Darcy on Today FM.